Rod's Pulse Podcast number 85. Apple iPad and Driving Online Learning Enrollment.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back. Hi, this is Rod. Welcome back. That's a teaser by Kitaro. It's a song called As the Wind Blows. I've always been a fan of Kitaro's New Age music. Please stay tuned at the end of my podcast and you can hear the full song, As the Wind Blows. First, I'd like to bring to your attention a number of picks from my podcaster guide in e-learning news. You can find that directly at www.podcaster-guide.com. The first one is called Facebook Apps for E-Learning. Most of us these days are moving to more student-centered teaching and learning, and this article caught my eye because it lists 20 Facebook apps that you can find useful for educational purposes. Our students are spending an awful lot of time in Facebook, so why not find some engaging educational applications that they can find while they're there? The second item was the Horizon Report. Many of you may be familiar with this report that comes out annually from the New Media Consortium and Educause. This time they reported highlights of six technologies to watch in education. The Horizon Report says that the open content movement now joins mobile computing as the two trends most likely to enter the mainstream during the next year. They say for years 2 and 3, ebooks and augmented reality are on their way up. I would have thought ebooks would move up even faster, maybe to this year, but we'll see. In years 4 to 5, they list gesture-based computing and visual data analysis. So go to my show notes where you can see links to the article on the Facebook apps and also a link to the Horizon Report, including a direct link to the 40-page PDF file for the Horizon Report. Now for my main topic today, I wanted to bring to your attention an article that I read that is of concern to many schools these days. It's entitled Repositioning Higher Education, Factors Driving Online and Blended Learning Enrollment. Because of the recent economic downturn, higher education must re-examine, reposition itself to meet new and emerging challenges. The article is by some friends and colleagues of mine at Drexel, Dr. Kristen Betts, Ken Hartman, and Carl Oxholm. Rather than telling you about it, I'm going to let Kristen Betts talk about the article. So here's a little clip.
This is Dr. Kristen Betts, and I'm an associate clinical professor in the School of Education in Goodwin College of Professional Studies at Drexel University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm going to provide you with a brief overview of our article, Reexamining and Repositioning Higher Education. The article discusses 20 economic and demographic factors that are driving online and blended program enrollments. Higher education is truly at a pivotal time in history. And in fact, economic and demographic shifts across the United States are transforming higher education. Never before have so many factors come together simultaneously to challenge how education is being delivered. In fact, the economic crisis is forcing colleges and universities to truly examine operating budgets, expenditures, revenues, student enrollments, marketing, educational delivery systems, as well as overall fiscal accountability and particularly long-term sustainability. While online and blended programs provide innovative opportunities to reach new student markets across all generations of learners by expanding the accessibility of educational programs, which also simultaneously increases an institution's future alumni base. For many years, Sloan Consortium has published reports talking about the increasing growth in acceptability of online and blended degree programs across the United States. Well, in 2009, the United States Department of Education published a report entitled Evaluation of Evidence-Based Practices in Online Learning, a Meta-Analysis and Review of Online Learning Studies. Well, what's most exciting about this report by the Department of Education is the following quote. The overall finding of the meta-analysis is that classes with online learning, whether taught completely online or blended, on average produce stronger student learning outcomes than do classes with solely face-to-face instruction. The meta-analysis looked at instruction for both face-to-face, online, and blended environments. And so they have come out and they have made a statement saying that on average, these classes produce stronger learning outcomes. Now, the report does state that the studies in the meta-analysis do not demonstrate that online learning is a superior medium, but the report does go on to state that online learning is much more conducive to the expansion of learning time than is face-to-face instruction. Now, traditional on-campus face-to-face programs will always play a critical role in higher education. However, colleges and universities must be strategic and look at cost-effective delivery educational programs that enable them to optimize and maximize budgets as well as the campus infrastructure. So why should colleges and universities of all sizes, both four-year and two-year, public as well as private, consider offering or increasing online and blended courses and degree programs? Well, you'll have to read the article to find the answer to this question. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this overview, and we encourage you to contact us by email if you have any questions regarding the publication.
So take a look. You can see the link on my show notes. I also include a link to Learning on Demand. That's the Sloan Survey of Online Learning that was mentioned in the article and reveals the online learning enrollment rose by nearly 17% from a year earlier. The report finds approximately 4.6 million students were enrolled in at least one online course in the fall of 2008. Now for my last topic today, I just wanted to highlight what everybody's been talking about, and that's the new Apple iPad, Apple's new tablet computer with an unfortunate name. It was released with a lot of fanfare with the showmanship of Steve Jobs. And I think it's a pretty cool device. I think it's bound to be successful. Apple does a great job with their technologies. I have a link to a video about the Apple iPad. I also want to mention three articles I found interesting about the iPad. One is that Scroll Motion, a company, is to develop iPad ebooks for the major publishers. They've teamed with McGraw-Hill, Houghton Mifflin, Harcourt, Pearson, and Kaplan Publishing. And so these ebooks, in addition to providing original content of textbooks, will allow users to highlight text in multiple colors, take audio and printed notes, and search content in different ways. Interesting. The second is diagnosing the tablet fever in higher education. And it's an article that says that these tablet-style computers could be game changers for colleges, bringing in a new era of classroom collaboration and pushing the adoption of electronic textbooks. And the last, create your own iPhone or Android app in minutes with iSites. Interesting, you can take a website that has an RSS feed, and this company, iSites, will automatically process it and send it to the Apple iTunes Music Store and also the Android App Store. And so it makes it very easy then to create a custom application. I mention this because the Apple iPad can run any application that's designed for the iPhone or iPad Touch. So there are already hundreds, if not thousands, of applications out there for the iPad. So thanks for listening today. That's all I have for now. Stay tuned in a moment to hear As the Wind Blows by Kitaro. And until next time, have a great week.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia or any other institution or company.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia or any other institution or company.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia or any other institution or company.